This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I don't know if I'd see this band live because I don't know who it is. Generic metal.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I was thinking, trying to think of something generic with Metallica, like Illuminica, right? Mm.
Graft. So dumb.
Oh, boy. So, welcome back into the show. It is the 8 o'clock hour, and as always, we either make somebody really, really happy, or we make somebody really, really upset with this sounder, because you know what day of the week it is. It's the day after Tuesday, which is always good for two guys that come and do this show because of what their lives entail, but...
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday!
Yeah. We do our poll question every Wednesday on Fesco and Dusty. Our Fesco and Dusty poll question this week is, where do you want to see the Chiefs go in the draft with their first round pick? Running back, offensive tackle, defensive tackle, wide receiver. There have been 241 votes. So you still have some time. It is on the Fan 96.5 Twitter page. Running back, offensive tackle, defensive tackle, wide receiver. So far, out of the 241 votes, the leader in the clubhouse by a small margin is defensive tackle at 41.9%, offensive tackle at 40.2%, wide receiver coming in third at 13.7%, and then running back at 4.1%. So everybody's
makes like, a defensive line coming in at number one.
Because I bring this up because tomorrow is the draft, or we bring this up. Sorry.
It is.
We bring this up because the draft is tomorrow. And now we're starting to see all the smoke that, according to some, not to some, but according to Andy Reid, they had a conversation with that cat at Ohio State, a running back.
Travion Henderson.
How many of these drafted interviews turn into getting picked by the team where they go to interview at? I think a lot of those are smoke screens
for
as
sure.
Well, you know, so I never get caught up in those. I don't care who visits here. You know, to me, it's a lot of it is a smoke screen, and a lot of these guys never, ever get picked. I think some of it's due diligence too about maybe some other guys that are potentially in the draft, but whatever the Chiefs decide to do tomorrow, the next day and the next day, you're going to have to support. The Athletic did a look back at the last 5 years of drafts of top 50 draft picks for each team, and they ranked them from 1 to 32 about who had the best drafting in the top 50 over the last 5 years. And Detroit comes in at number one. In the last 5 years, guys, they've had 12 top 50 draft picks. 12 of those top 50 draft picks have turned into 13 Pro Bowls, 35 starting seasons, and they've had some really good dudes come out of that draft. Number two on the list of the top drafts in the last 5 years of the top 50 talent?
Philadelphia Eagles?
No.
Oh.
Your Kansas City Chiefs. In the last 5 years, while Detroit has had 12 top 50 picks, the Chiefs have had five. Continue to put that into perspective. They've had five top 50 picks in the last 5 years and continue to win the AFC and continue to make it to the Super Bowl. Think about that for a minute. How many Super Bowls has Detroit made with their 12 top 50 picks over the last 5 years? So the Chiefs come in at number two. Baltimore comes in at number three. They've had eight top 50 picks. Tampa Bay comes in at number four. Dallas, shockingly enough, comes in at number 5 when they rank their top 50 picks. They've had 15 Pro Bowls and just 6 selections for Dallas. And I keep scrolling and I'm scrolling and I'm scrolling. Oh, there he is, Howie Roseman, coming in at number 9 on the list. Brett Veach at number 2, Howie Roseman at number 9. People want to say we're living in a Howie Roseman world and the rest of the world is just kind of watching Howie Roseman run roughshod over this thing. Meanwhile, Brett Veach's drafts come in ranked 7 spots higher than Howie Roseman, who had 8 top 50 picks, but only translated that into 7 Pro Bowls, where the Chiefs had 5 top 50 picks and converted that into 4 Pro Bowls. So the Kansas City Chiefs are doing a heck of a lot better than the Philadelphia Eagles. But the impressive thing to me is they've only had 5 top 50 picks in the last 5 years and continue to maintain themselves on top of the draft. And that's why when Dusty said, you know, kind of boring for tomorrow, exciting for Friday, you're absolutely right about that, because that's where the Kansas City Chiefs have made their living over the last couple of years, in that sweet spot, in that second round, third round, those top 50 picks, man. They've got some really, really good dudes in that draft and continue to roll along, and they're doing it without selecting guys in the top 50. It's crazy, right? Usually you build your draft with the best players available. The Chiefs are building their draft outside of the top 50, and they're still maintaining success in the best organization in the NFL.
I just randomly searched Detroit Lions draft picks. I'm not sure what they did last year to improve their team. Maybe they were just kind of waiting for guys to develop, but I mean, the most game, I mean, I guess, is Terrion Arnold. He's pretty good at defensive back. He's a stud. And then the second round, Ernest Rakenstraw. Is that out of Missouri? Should I know that?
I don't know that guy.
Rakenstraw, Ernest, Enos? Giovanni Manu. Yeah, I don't know, man. But they did pretty well in the last couple of years for that. Jameer Gibbs, Amara St. Brown, mm-hmm. Jameson Williams, if he still stays there.
Laporta.
Sam Laporta's in that draft as well.
Penei Sewell as well. You take him in a second, right, on this team right about now. So.
No, it is interesting, because I think the one thing that gets underlined about drafts is that a lot of people want to grade them on the night or of the year,
yes.
Right? Like, you look at it, and that's why I think, the number 2 on the list with Brett Veach's draft, top 50 picks, 5 Pro Bowls, like you said, 4 starting season, all that, and that draft was nuts. But I always remember that draft is like they fixed a number one need of a problem, because you got completely embarrassed, right, by Tampa Bay in that Super Bowl, because you didn't have an offensive line. Patrick Mahomes gets absolutely like headhunted that entire, what was it? He had like 200 yards rushing, but like east and west,
like
not north and south.
Yeah,
something like that. And then you fix that offensive line, and then you go win back-to-back Super Bowls, right? Then, or not back-to-back, but later on you win back-to-back because you lost to Cincinnati somewhere in between there. But then it makes me believe that with that sort of history and Brett Veach's knowledge for the draft, it's kind of the same story that happened this past year. You got absolutely embarrassed in the Super Bowl. And where did you get embarrassed the most? Offensive line, defensive line, mm-hmm. right? What are the poll question leading? The 2 picks everybody wants to see draft, offensive line, defensive line. Where do you need the most strength? Offensive line, defensive line. So, I mean, I'm interested to see where that goes, because after losing to Tampa Bay, you know, obviously you mentioned like the Creed and the Trey, but it's that right there at 63 and 226, the future of your interior line, the wall that is starting to be built around Patrick Mahomes. And it's not like you picked 5th or 6th or 12th.
Right.
Right. And I think that's the biggest thing that, like, we sound like homers, but that's okay. That it's like, to me, it is impressive. And I gave that analogy last week where it's like, if you play fantasy football, but you don't have a snake draft, but you win your league every year, you're picking 12th or 14th, depending on how deep your league is, and you're always making the championship, or you at least have a chance to go play for the championship, and you're getting the 14th pick, the 28th pick, the, you know, the 39th, whatever it is. And it's like, Brett Veach is doing this in real life.
Yeah.
It's not fantasy. This is real life. And I think that's the most impressive thing. And I thought the question to Binkley earlier was great, when it's like, does Andy Reid and Brett Veach, do they kind of like cancel each other out with what they've done with this franchise?
Well, I think it's so foolish, but that's where we are. I mean, perception is everything in life, mm-hmm. right? Perception is what it is. And the perception is that this is Andy Reid's team and nobody else does anything, right? Except when there's a bad play, then it's Matt Nagy's fault, right? So like that's how we perceive things right now here in sports, in life in general. It's not Salvador Perez hitting 165. Mm-hmm. It's the hitting coach's fault, mm-hmm. right? It's not mm-hmm. Vinny Pasquantino, you know, as he said yesterday, sucking. It's the hitting coach's fault, right? That's how we do things in this world, right? If it's bad, we blame somebody that we just want to blame for the sake of blaming somebody because we don't want to blame our guys. And it's the same thing with giving credit right now. As long as Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are together, those will be the guys that get credit. And Brett's the best because, like, Brett's not out there waving the flag like Howie Roseman is, asking
look
for all
me,
credit.
Look at me.
Smoke a cigar, took a beer to the face, all that
yeah,
kind of stuff.
That's tight.
Trying to be a I'm out on him. Yeah. He
purposely take the beer to the
no,
dome.
But yeah, I mean, but true. but he's now doing the world tour about it. Here's where I got hit with a beer and all this kind of stuff. Like Brett Veach is fine being behind the scenes and doing his thing and letting Andy and Patrick have all of that. That's great. But this is the guy who makes this thing run. This is the cog in all of this. This is the guy who's finding these players and saying, these are the guys we're going to take. These are the guys. And all of his scouts as well. And even The Athletic. No team has done more with less in recent drafts than the Chiefs.
Facts.
And that's all you need to know about Brett Veach. Has he been flashy like this Howie Roseman or, you know, running out there and trying to get his name in lights like Howie always is? Then maybe people would respect Brett Veach more. But that's why this works also, too, here in Kansas City. Brett understands, hey, man, Andy Reid's been around a long time. Andy Reid's had a lot of success. I'm going to let Andy take all the credit for this. I'll just continue to give him players and my check's going to cash. And that's the way he looks at it. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. Brett's never wanted the spotlight. Like, I don't even know that he likes Brett Veachtown, quite honestly, and his mom loves the song.
I just think it's a different person. I don't think there's anything wrong. If Howie Roseman was like not developing players and not drafting well, then yeah, I think it would be kind of like annoying for him to go out there and toot his own horn. But I mean, he's been to two Super Bowls. He's won one, or maybe he's been to more than that. But I know he won one
last year
and had great drafts. I mean, if his personality is, hey, this is, I mean, look at their team. Andy Reid's one of the most humble guys in the world.
Yeah.
You don't see, I mean, Andy Reid was at the Royals game last night, sitting front row behind home plate, wasn't announced. I mean, Nick Sirianni, got Big Dom. Like, that's Philadelphia. You got to lean into that. If Howie isn't that personality in Philadelphia, I don't know if it works. But you got to be that guy, at least in my opinion. Now, there's other people that like that and some people that don't. But, you know, taking a can of beer to the dome and then putting a cigar in your mouth and continuing the parade is pretty tight.
Yeah, we should continue this a little bit more on the other side. There's some other thoughts, I think. That we should share on this.
He's got some takes to spit.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. If you got some takes to spit on this, but that's fine. But like, it's like you look at the free world right now.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Out, and everybody thinks Howie Roseman walks on water. And people are like, Brett who again? Oh, Andy Reid's guy?
Never heard of him.